Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. The holidays are a special time of year. All of us at Mel's Tire are thankful for your patronage this year. Your loyalty allows us to give back to our local communities. Be safe on winter roads with the Yokohama line of tires. Choose from Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, Avid Ascend LX or GT, or Geolander AT-G015. Merry Christmas from Yokohama and Mel's Tire. 915 Graham, Emporia. Where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
And we're very happy to welcome into our primetime newsmaker this morning, Emporia Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon. Captain Haddon, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good.
What's going on here with you this morning? I know we got big activities to talk about here this weekend.
Yes. So we want to give a big shout out to Emporia because they're helping us meet our goal. We had mentioned at the beginning of our bell ringing season that we had a weekly goal of $6,000. So far we've met that for the first 2 weeks. So we have three more weekends to go, and this weekend is Badges United. And so, of course, we have the Sheriff's Department will be at Blue Stem this year, and then the Fire Department and the Police Department will be at the Walmart doors. So, and then the Lions Club will be at all three locations in the afternoon.
Captain Haddon, you know, I've always been curious about this. When you're able to get multiple agencies in at one time, you know, obviously we're getting our local law enforcement, first responders, but then you get an organization like the Lions Club that gets to come in here and follow them up. How much more of an impact do you think that has locally with the bell ringing?
I think it makes a huge impact because not only it makes it fun and it just helps everybody get involved and just creates a real celebratory, you know, day so that, you know, we have fun with it and people just, I don't know, then they just realize that this is what Kettles is about and it makes a big boost for us because obviously it doubles the amount of kettle income that we receive because those are, you know, those are $1,000 days for us.
Outstanding. And then also, too, I mean, you bring in the, you know, there's always the friendly competition side of things for the first half of the day with, you know, Emporia Police, Lyon County Sheriff's Office, Emporia Fire and EMS involved. But really, they have focused on, in years past, less on the good-natured ribbing, which we see on site, and really more on the overall goal. And it seems like that's really been the focus here for quite some time now.
Yeah. When I first got here, there was some confusion. Was it the Battle of the Bells or, you know, Battle of Badges or Badges United?
Battle of the Badges, and then they changed it.
Yeah. And so we clarified that, and we all decided it's better to have Badges United because this is the day when we all come together.
Captain Haddon, you mentioned here how the drive is going at this point. Let's talk, I guess, maybe about the finishing kick that you want to have here once we get through Saturday, specifically with what's coming up here this weekend and kind of what you need and really how your demand is setting up here with the different services that you offer here to the community as we get into the wintertime.
Yeah. So, of course, you know, our kettle goal is $30,000. We broke that down into weekly goals, $6,000. A week where we're at 13. So we still have a big push until December 24th, which is the day that our bell ringing ends. And this money goes to help emergency assistance. So as you know, there's people out there that just don't have any other kind of a support system to help them if they've had a medical emergency and has depleted their finances or, you know, just are living at that level where they just need that extra help. And when they don't have a support system, they come to the Salvation Army. And we're the ones then that, you know, help them stay housed, their quality of life with their utilities on, and then, of course, Christmas season with the toys just to help the, you know, provide a good Christmas for the children.
Good deal. Well, for folks that want more information here about the other thing too, you need ringers, don't you, to get all the way through Christmas Eve? You need to get some more ringers, right?
We definitely need ringers. You can sign up to registertoring.com. You can sign yourself up. Of course, if you don't want to sign yourself up online, you can always call me and I can help you sign up. But ringers are desperately needed. I think what's really helped us out this year, though, are some large $1,000 contributions from service groups or companies. So we still could use a few more of those to help us meet our goal. But it's just hard to get, volunteer bell ringers. And we've only targeted, like the peak shopping hours so that, it makes it a very productive time of bell ringing.
All right. Well, for folks that want to help you more, whether it's through, bell ringing activities or just simply stopping by the office, how can they help you out?
Yeah. I mean, you can mail in your contributions. You can send us a check. And I want to say that the remit has an Iowa address, but rest assured it does come to the Emporia zip code. So don't fear that. We've just consolidated a direct mail into one mailbox now instead of many. And again, toys for our toy drive are due next Friday. So get us our toys. We have about 200 kids that we're providing Christmas for. And then online donations. We have those scan codes, and you can always donate online.
Good deal. Well, Captain Haddon, thanks so much for your time here with us this morning. And we'll be out Saturday morning. Hopefully you guys have a great turnout here and really a good total coming in and keeping the momentum going that you've built up here this holiday season.
Yes, and I agree. That's the momentum, and Emporia is stepping up to the plate and helping. So thank you.
All right. Thanks, Captain Haddon. Have a great Christmas holiday.
Thank you.
All right, Captain Miley Haddon joining us here again on the KVUE Morning Show as we continue here today. Did want to let you know, too, that we do have Friday's Newsmaker segment open for now. That probably will be closed up here this morning. So give us a call at 620-342-1400 if you'd like one of next week's Newsmakers, which are wide open, or any of the other morning show slots that we do have for events, activities, and things of note. Tomorrow, again, Gary Post joins us, talking about the Lions Club and specifically the involvement in the Badges United Day coming up here Saturday, but more Lions Club members, more Lions Club matters, I should say, coming tomorrow on the Newsmaker segment 720 here on KVUE and KVUE.com.
And once again, our primetime Newsmaker this morning has been brought to you by Mel's Tire and 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. KVUE News Time, now 731, and well, normally, this is about the time we would get into something to think about with Steve Souter, but, Steve, he has not missed a something to think about all year long, Chuck. He has been on the ball all year long, and, man, he deserves a break.
Yeah, he's been busy. Now, he will be in for, I believe, the on-air chat here this morning at 10:06. But, yeah, at least a little bit of a break, considering what to put on for something to think about getting it up on air, too, as well. So we obviously wish Steve the best here for the next few weeks. And look.